You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Ah, good evening. Welcome along to the greatest. And as a great man once said, always wear sunscreen. But come here, actually, before
was
we start.
Baz Luhrmann, was that his name?
Baz Luhrmann had the song, but it was actually written by a lady in the New York Times in 1992. But they read it, the whole song.
Yeah. I was afraid to say Baz Luhrmann because I thought I was going to mix him up with the fella that does the Bank of Ireland ads.
But there's reason why I bring up sunscreen. I learned something new today. Right, and it was to deal with sunscreen, and I couldn't believe it. Right, so basically, Hawaii has banned sunscreen with a certain ingredient in it because it doesn't break down in nature, and it's cancerous.
Right. Right,
and it's actually more cancerous than the sun.
Okay,
right. Yeah.
What a torn up event, right? That is.
Yeah. So I'm there going, this is great. I was told the aerosols, in Hawaii, they're requiring all sunscreens to be made by titanium dioxide because that breaks down in nature. It's a naturally forming element and it's non-cancerous, right? Yeah. So I was like, that's grand. So I use that dry mist because it's normally in the creams or whatever that's there. But I found out that the one that I use has the ingredient. It's octocrylene. That's the ingredient you need to check out for in your sunscreen.
That's the bad stuff, is it?
That's the bad stuff. So I use Aldi's because I'm a fierce man for doing it. It's factor 40, right? And I've just looked at the ingredients here and octocrylene. I'm devastated.
Listen to your woman on the news talk. She used to come on as the doctor. Now she hosts her own show. Dr. Kira Kelly. Kira Kelly. Dr. Kira Kelly. Do you know what?
Dr. Kira Kelly.
Just my thing on Sunday. I think she's great. Anyway. What's wrong? I don't think so. That's a debate for another night. Maybe the top, the greatest presenter in Irish radio history.
Aaron Dunphy.
But do you know my thing about, and I don't know how we've got here because you fucking started and you always do it to me. But sun cream or sun protector, whatever you call it, right? And the Americans much better at putting around than us, right? And hear me out. I've been in America a couple of times, right? Vegas. Definitely I was in Vegas, right? And myself and my wife were there, and we're there, with, you know, the fact that 40 and it's the cream and you're pouring it into your hand.
Big white faces.
Sloppy everywhere. And the Americans are just standing at the side of the pool with this aerosol, just
glistening,
spraying it around and walking through this big mist, and they're just protecting for the whole day. And we're there going, oh, put the cream on 2 hours ago, lash it on again there. And you're just this big fucking white ball of cream. And they all look magnificent. So fair play to the Americans. They're lethal at putting on. They do it right.
That's making the sun cream game harder because it used to be just you go with a factor, right? So factor 40. But then you're going with the UV rating and all this sort of stuff. And now you're throwing another one into the mix here because Hawaii. Yep.
Well, come here, just before I get to the Hawaii thing, just to know, Paris are banning octocrylene based sun creams as well in time for the Olympics. So it does have a merit to why we're talking about it on a sports program.
We're not actually going to throw Des O'Connor in as one of your picks tonight.
Your man off Bargain Hunt, what was your man's name? He's David had a head Dickinson. Like a letter.
Derek Davies. Derek Davies.
No, your man.
David Dickinson.
David Dickinson.
Is it David Dickinson?
Yeah.
Skin like a mahogany gas pipe he had.
Anyway,
we're on to the... welcome in, everyone. It's great to see all the fames, names and people that I see of a Wednesday, Monday, whatever day it is. Thursday, Monday, whatever we're getting around. We're on to the... It's the knockout phase. It's the biggest part of the greatest now. We're 1 week away from... Name the greatest sports human alive ever, or dead, or whatever dead. It is, right? Or yeah. Dead, that's what it is. So this is a big one. We've to romp through the top 5, 6, 12, 14, 18 people that we picked over the last
17.
Week.
We think we've 17. I'll read them out, and then if anyone in the chat remembers
There's two being axed. There's one I just slide in back in, and there's one that never got in that you put in last week.
So basically, this is the list, right? Michael Jordan, Serena Williams, Kylian Jornet, Tiger Woods, Jim Thorpe, Tom Brady, Leo Messi, Usain Bolt, Muhammad Ali, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Ronnie O'Sullivan, Tony Hawks, Senna, Jonah Lomu, Shane Warne, Babe Ruth, and Michael Phelps. That's who we think we've covered them all.
Did we miss Roger Federer?
Did he get in?
I didn't do the tennis show, but he got in apparently, and there was another one as well.
Yeah, I can't remember that show because just Kev was just upset from start to finish, so it overshadowed the whole thing.
That was the Senna ? Who else was that?
Ayrton Senna was shit.
I'm sure there's people in the chat will remember names that did get in and we haven't read them out. But anyway,
Phil Taylor, did you say Phil Taylor? Did he not get in? No, he didn't get in.
Ronnie O'Sullivan did. Yeah. Owen Bourke says David Dickinson's grandson was on Dragon's Den. Gary Neville backed him in Dragon's Den. I hope they go bankrupt. Wayne Gretzky didn't get in.
That's Matt trying to throw Wayne Gretzky in. I thought we went between him and Babe Ruth, and we ended up on Babe Ruth.
Darren says, did Seabiscuit get in?
Frankel,
the special category with Frankel, Ayrton Senna's car, and fucking Seve Ballesteros' 9-iron there in their own show next week.
Right, so how are we doing this, Phil? We're trying to...
Let me set the scene for everyone. Right, we're down to the knockout phase. Right,
yeah.
We've got three. Each of us have a choice of what we believe are the three top lads. Right, that we think we won't argue too much over. We're going to run through them. The ones who are unanimously voted in the top threes are going into the final. Right.
Okay.
If there's a debate, then in any of the top threes, we'll debate the number of people we're going to debate around, and then we're going to pick a random two out of the remaining 10. All right. And when I say random until we'll argue who we want to put in, and we'll put a poll up for the last spot. We pick one in four, and then we'll have a poll for the last spot in five that we put out to the public.
Well,
right?
that sounds like it will work, but if we're unanimous across the three that we all pick, you're fine.
Yeah.
But if we end up with one fella, if you have one fella that I haven't got and vice versa, we're going to have to argue them argue them into third and fourth spot.
And that's fine because
and then
we've
we
got
just
an
end up
fill.
Picking a top three or picking a three out of the rest that we feel is the best, and they'll go to a poll to be fifth, and then it's down to the last five. Okay.
Then whoever gets knocked out is allowed to use the backdoor system they have in the GA, so they go into a different competition on the sly, and then they can sneak back in.
The shield.
It's not the shield. You get knocked out, but you get back in again in a different round just to see if you can get the poll again. I think UEFA, in fairness, UEFA missed the trick with the new Champions League format. They should have had the back door. Like, literally, the guy called it the back door.
They decided they're using computers. They're just going to put on a computer, and no one will see the computer. They'll just come out and go, oh, hey, look, we done the draw.
But don't you have to say fair play to Ireland for not even just saying, look, do you know what? We're going to put a back door in a knockout competition. If you get knocked out early enough, you're allowed to have another go. That doesn't count. Yeah. You get another go with the lads who get knocked out as well. So everything is fair and everything is grand. So I think we didn't
have a Gaelic entrant into the greatest, did we not?
Yeah, for a fair reason.
Kevin Sullivan says, let the chat be the tiebreaker on fourth position and a poll for fifth. I agree. Yeah, you can do that.
No, because he'll put Ayrton Senna back in and it's not going to
he might even be listed here. We don't know. He has a question right beside him. But what
the whole chat will go for Senna now.
On the Champions League draw, I genuinely hope to go. We're doing it on computer. Everyone has to go to Geneva or whatever the fuck they host it, right? Walk into a big, huge auditorium, right? And a big screen just comes up and it just says loading on it. For 3.5 hours. And then at the end of the 3.5 hours, it just pops up and tells you what the groups are. That's how I hope, how it happens. Emma, I'm not going there. No.
Don't.
Absolute disgrace. Am I picking me three first? Who's going first, Phil? You decide.
So I'm going to elect Gav. You go first because you're eager to get in here with your three. Right?
He's doing. He has them
wrote
down and all.
I'll just mark them on the list.
Keith, tonight he's going, Tiger Woods, Seve Ballesteros, and Jack Nicklaus. Right?
I didn't ask me to do golf with me. You have a fucking neck, by the way. Sitting there going, don't care. He doesn't even sparge, man. He's drove a car. I don't give a fuck.
It's just a car.
I was waiting for the guy last week to come and go, yeah, but you saying both runners were better than everyone else's, so he doesn't really care.
It's like Flann O'Brien, the man who turned into
Right, my three, in no particular order, are Muhammad Ali, Tiger Woods, and Michael Jordan.
Okay.
They are my three, in no particular order.
So before we get into the debate, Keith, give me your three.
Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, and Lionel Messi.
Okay. So my three... Killian Jornet, Jim Thorne. my three are like, we're going to make this fairly easy. Mine is Michael Jordan, Serena Williams, and Tiger Woods.
So hold on. Your three are Muhammad Ali.
Michael Jordan.
Serena Williams. And Tiger Woods.
So hold on. So just hold on. I picked Jordan. Yep. Did both of you pick Jordan?
Yeah. Jordan's the only unanimous.
Right, okay. I picked Ali. Who else picked Ali?
We picked Ali.
Keith picked Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked Woods. Who else picked Woods?
Phil. I picked Woods.
So two for Woods. And the last one was...
Serena Williams. Yep.
Okay, so that would mean that Michael Jordan would definitely go through in the top three. You would have... Yep. Ali and Woods on two votes each, and you would have Messi and Serena Williams on.
So I think we put Ali and Woods in. I think you've got a majority vote to get the first three in, and I don't think any of us are going to argue about those three going through to the final.
Okay. But then you're left with Messi, Williams.
Serena.
Yeah, but this is the idea of this. It's not an easy, an easy pick, right?
So... Tiger Woods goes through, Muhammad Ali goes through. So then we have to.
And Michael Jordan goes through.
Yeah, I have Jordan, Woods, and Ali go through.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm happy there with my three picks. that's the show. If you hit the link in the description, you can.
Good luck.
Join us next week.
Join us next week. Michael Woods is the best.
I told you, Michael Jordan wins it.
We've already announced the winner.
I'm up to my eyes next week. So nobody picked anybody else there, right? So so now you have Lionel Messi and Serena Williams for fourth place.
Yep.
Now you have to argue them the case on this.
Well, I think if we're going to talk about fourth place, I think then we bring Leo, Serena Williams, then goes back in with the. I think let's go with the next level, right? So if you look at who we have there, Gav, right? I think who would we see as being in the next wave of?
But do we not agree that the chat would pick fourth place?
We'll see how we get on before we bring the chat in. We'll see. I agree. I think that five, right? I think would be my top five. Okay, that would have been my top five in any way. just that I would have had Messi higher than Serena and Tiger. Well, I'm sure we're probably all in that. So yeah, they're the two. But who's the next batch? That's what I'm saying. Who's the next wave out of that list? Now, I think you're so really out.
Do we make this a top six then, going into the final week? And the reason I'm saying is if we argue between Messi and Williams for fourth place, we could then put Williams into the next lot. Right?
But I think she romps the next lot. That's the problem. It's just gonna be points.
Well, you don't know because it's all about with the chap. So if you put Horace beside whoever we think, I think we should start ruling out people then. So
if we start ruling out, that's probably the safest way to do it, like.
So I think the first person we ruled out was Ayrton Senna because he's like, he didn't put his card in. Yeah. Frankel's not in.
Right.
Yeah.
And Seve's 9-iron didn't make it either. So.
And Seve's 9-iron didn't make it. So Senna's out. Right. Right,
Senna's out. Joan Alomu was probably out.
Yeah.
I think Joan Alomu was out. I think it was a great chat. Yeah.
Because they did transcend their sport, which is a key requirement of doing the show. Who was bigger than the sport? And Lomu was, but that period, we all remember it. That summer, 95, it was a short career that he had, but he blew rugby up and brought the professional game in. So he did hit the criteria. But for this, he's not going to get in ahead of some of the others. So we rule him out. We rule Shane Warne out.
Okay. Yep. So Shane Warne goes, right? Then it gets more difficult, I think.
Yeah, it does, really does. I think we ruled out... Jackie Joyner-Kersee, I think, has to go because I think the athlete in there that would be way ahead of her.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I think when it comes down to it, there's one athlete in there that we didn't originally put in, but is actually head and shoulders above all the athletes when it comes to track and
field. Which is Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
In your opinion. Okay. Right, so, I'm going to say you rule out Tom Brady.
That's a tough one. But I'm not going to disagree with you.
I'm not an expert at all actually on NFL, so I'm not going to pretend to be. But what I'm saying is, when I look at Tom Brady, I think the group he's in NFL, I think he's amazing what he's done, all the Super Bowls and him and the Patriots, wasn't it? And, you know, amazing. But I think there's loads of them in the NFL that have won Super Bowls and have been amazing and.
No one's doing his.
Yeah, but does he transcend the sport around the globe?
Yeah.
Like Usain Bolt does.
The thing with the NFL is you don't recognize a lot of the players because they wear helmets. You know, there's that age old thing. They wear helmets. So if they pass your boy in the street, if let's say Josh Allen passed your boy in the street, you blink twice because he's a big fucker, or Stephon Diggs or Justin Jefferson. Or Phil knows all these, you know, the next level of players that are out there. Do you know what I mean? If you take the helmets off, they could be anybody. Tom Brady does transcend that because sort of
everyone knows who he is. And the other thing about it is unparalleled.
But he's playing a sport that they just play over there. No one else fucking plays.
I think we rule Babe Ruth out quicker.
Yeah, the Babe Ruth is gone.
Yeah, I'd rule out Babe Ruth. I think you rule out Gretzky as well.
Gretzky didn't get in.
Oh, well, then Gretzky he's off the list. Look, sorry, I wrote him down because someone said he did.
No, I think Babe Ruth got in. That was Matt. Yeah, I think we put Babe Ruth in because he was a bigger name.
Look, everyone knows who Babe Ruth is, even though nobody watches baseball. And nobody's watched baseball since the 1920s when Babe Ruth played, right? Nobody watches it. They only just go to get locked. They don't even sit in the ground. They just go out to the bleachers, drink loads of beer, come back in to do the 19th and stretch and then head home. Like, that's what it is, right?
There's never been a bigger name since that, and that's 100 years ago.
But just on the Tom Brady stuff, right? Matt says he doesn't transcend the sport at all. Brady has no personality. His wife was more famous than him. And Emma Cavan says, if you put Brady in a lineup, the vast majority wouldn't pick him out. Serena and Bolt are picked out immediately. And it is about transcending the sport and how everyone knows who you are. Like, I'd argue, like, if you put Bolt against Brady and went to all around the world and asked, do you know who Tom Brady is and do you know who Usain Bolt is? There's way more people know about Usain
Bolt. I think you'd be surprised.
I think...
Genuine, I think you'd be surprised. Now, while saying that, like, if let's park Brady and let's kick off some of the other names that are on this, because it's going to be easier to kick them off, right?
Okay.
So well, Jackie Joyner's gone.
Yeah, well, what I have left here is, well, you've
Killian Jornet is gone. And I put Killian Jornet in there, right? So Killian Jornet is gone because despite him being incredible as what he does, right? Like to summit, like he's summited Everest twice in 4 days. Nobody ever does that. And he did it without oxygen. He did it in 17 hours. Takes fellas weeks to get up there. Right? He did it in 17 hours. I'm just going out for a quick run here, Gav. I'm just going up to Everest to be back down. And he went from base camp to the top and back.
So what I have left then is, let me
that's niche.
So that is niche. So I'll take him out, right? So what I have here then is, and I'm only the one speaking out on this because I have the list in front of me, right? We have Federer, Phelps, Hawks, O'Sullivan, Bolt, Brady, Thorpe.
Tony Hawks is like the fella in wrestling. Do you remember that he used to sneak in the Royal Rumble but not get in the ring for like for ages, right?
Yeah.
And he's just hanging on. He's just the head is just popping around to see when he's gonna get in there.
I think he transcends sport. I think he transcends the sport he's in. I think he actually transcends sport because people, like, everyone knows who Tony Hawks is. The games, like, you know for a fact that there's fellas out there and girls have never been on a skateboard in their life, but they'll always have a go at bleeding Tony Hawks on the Xbox or whatever. I get that, but I don't think he transcends or the best sports person of all time. I don't think he stands up to Jordan. I don't think he stands up to Messi. I don't think he stands up to Ali, Woods, Williams.
I think we take Federer out as well.
Yeah, I think we take Federer out.
Because Serena Williams, it's between her and Federer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think you have one tennis player in there, and I think Serena is in the top five. So I think Federer comes out based on that. He could be. It was my argument for LeBron James, even though he's not the best basketball player, he's a bigger star than most of this list. The same could probably be said for Federer in a sense, but he's not going to get in ahead of Serena, so we take him out.
Okay.
So we're whittling this down. Let's see who we got.
So let me just update you, right? So I'm just trying to update myself here. So definitely in is Jordan, Woods, Ali. They're the top three, right?
They're the top three.
And then we're arguing over Messi.
OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson. Leo Messi, Serena Williams. Okay. Jim Thorpe. Tom Brady. Bolt. Now, Tony Hawks, we're saying, is out.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to, while he does transcend the sport, and I think, you know, the video game and the culture, the subculture, the skateboarding that kicked off is all built on Tony Hawk. Okay. I just don't think he's going to.
Okay, so what's left then is, right, and I'm just making sure I'm not missing anyone, Messi, Serena Williams, Jim Thorpe, Tom Brady, Usain Bolt, Ronnie O'Sullivan, Michael Phelps.
So the Michael Phelps one is interesting because everyone's given it. There's two camps. It's a classic Liverpool situation, right? There's people giving out stink that we pick Phelps over, say, Ian Thorpe or somebody else. But Phelps stands alone as an Olympian, right? So if we're talking about Olympics.
So Mitch says Olympics, Phelps over Thorpe is one of the most rogue shouts I've ever seen. Well,
so Phelps, if we're talking about Jim
Thorpe. I'm assuming that Ian Thorpe were putting them in over in a swimming context because you can't compare Jim Thorpe. I know he won a lot of big stuff, but I don't think swimming was part of his fucking.
It probably was. Jim Thorpe did everything.
Trevor argues probably nobody knows who Jim Thorpe is without using Google.
And I think that is eventually what's going to rule Jim Thorpe out, but I think it's worth talking about Jim Thorpe.
So if we're left with, so let me just double check. I haven't missed anyone, right? Michael Jordan on my list is in. Serena Williams is in the argument list. Tiger Woods is in. Jim Thorpe, Tom Brady, Leo Messi, Usain Bolt are in the argument list. Muhammad Ali is in already. Ronnie O'Sullivan's in the argument list and Michael Phelps in the argument list. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people there. So out of those seven, we're possibly going to have to put one through as fourth. Okay. We're going to have to put three to a vote as a pole, so that's four, and then there's three in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. So do we rule out, if we rule out two more here, okay, we rule out two more here, we can actually leave ourselves with five, right? One to go through, then we argue over, let the chat pick the next one, and then we're left with three left that will go to a poll. Does that make sense?
Yes, and then we're taking six into the final, yeah?
Take six into the final.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, so Messi, Serena Williams, Jim Thorpe, Tom Brady, Usain Bolt, Ronnie O'Sullivan, Michael Phelps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. You're going to have to cut down that, I think, to five.
Okay. Well, I think there's three there that are way ahead of the others in a popularity thing. And
well, I think you should go from the bottom and rule out the bottom two, because you're going to have to start working your way back up here, I think.
Well,
so,
okay,
Jim Thorpe, give us the case. Give us the background.
So, Jim Thorpe is arguably, like, if we're talking about the greatest athlete of all time.
Actually,
the
sorry, Mitch. Bet. Mitch actually says he feels Phelps over Ian Thorpe is one of the most rogue shouts he's ever seen.
I think Phelps blows Ian Thorpe out of water. Pun intended. and someone said
just
about
just throwing stones at him,
and he did it as well. Like yeah. He literally did it. So it's like he destroyed him. Michael Phelps. Let's start with Phelps.
I'm assuming that right? Spitz and Thorpe. Phelps is better than Spitz and Thorpe. My opinion.
Yeah, like Phelps's record is unassailable by any Olympian ever, right? Like he turns up and just wins 8 gold medals and 2 Olympics back to back. That doesn't happen.
But yeah. Kevin Sullivan says what Michael Phelps done in the pool is actually ridiculous when you actually look at it. Every time you get in a pool, the casual sports fan engaged like never before.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I went and watched every time Michael Phelps raced in the Olympics.
In the Olympics. World Championships.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every single time, whatever I was doing, I made sure they seen Michael Phelps.
I want to talk about Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Because I think, I'm talking about taking him out. So before you snigger at me, Casey, what I mean by that is that I think Ronnie O'Sullivan is by far and away the best snooker player that's ever lived.
Yeah.
Right? By far and away. Forget all Alex Higgins and all these. He is the most naturally gifted, the most technically gifted, and the biggest name the sport's ever seen. Right. And I take nothing away from his achievements. But what I do feel, what I feel like to take Ronnie O'Sullivan out is that his brilliance is never in doubt. But I think he carried the sport on his back. And while that goes for him, I think it might go against him. Because I think the standard mightn't have been. And I'm not saying he was beating players that weren't as good. I'm just saying the whole way snooker was during certain years when he was there just takes the shine off it a little bit for me. But he's 7 world titles. I think he might be looking for 8. I think he has 8. I'm not too sure. But he's absolutely off the charts good. But when you go up against this, I don't think... He definitely transcends the sport. But I don't know how many people around the world... You know, if you put him in a poll of 100 people against some of the names in this list, I don't think Ronnie O'Sullivan stands up to them.
Yeah.
His achievements in his field probably do, but I don't think, like, if you ask 100 people, do you know Lionel Messi or Ronnie O'Sullivan, Messi's winning that. I think Serena Williams is definitely winning that. Phelps arguably definitely Bolt and possibly Tom Brady, and that's where I absolutely adore Ronnie O'Sullivan, but I don't think he stands up against these people for their achievements. I think he does stand up, but I think he does transcend the sport of snooker, but how much does the sport of snooker transcend the world is probably where I'm going with this, as opposed to NFL, tennis, football, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I think that's very fair.
I would regrettably put up Ronnie O'Sullivan being taken out at this stage.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with your reasoning. I think snooker as a global sport, while it is a huge sport, certainly over this part of the world, certainly in fucking China at the moment, it's huge as well. But ultimately, it's not as global. And the names just are not as big. While he is, you know, absolutely a genius, one of the most probably genius sports people we've ever had, Ronnie O'Sullivan, like he fucking plays both-handed. And I think he only started that halfway through his career. It's not like he started off ambidextrous. Do you know what I mean? He's hitting 147s in record time. And there was that old argument, what's harder, a 9-darter in darts or a 147? A 147 is the fucking much harder. And he eats them up for breakfast. So the fella is a genius. But when we're looking at this list, he is one that goes. He's the first one that goes off.
Matt's very upset. He says, you lads talk about baseball and ice hockey like no one plays it. And now you're talking about billiards. Well, we're not talking about billiards. So we're talking about snooker. Billiards is a fucking pointless game.
Doesn't even have pockets for
food. Don't even know what the fuck's going on there. What are you meant to do? Like, you just...
So Ronnie O'Sullivan's out. Can I just... I'm annoyed about the Michael Phelps, that there's somebody better than Michael Phelps. Like, I'm sitting here getting annoyed. You know when you start getting annoyed about something, right?
Yeah.
Madge Apple
shouts Mark Spitz. She's shouting from the rooftops here.
And they keep shouting Mark Spitz. Mark Spitz set 33 world records in his career. Michael Phelps set 39, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Spitz didn't even win a third of the amount of gold medals that Michael Phelps won in the Olympics. So Mark Spitz had the record, and he had the record of winning 7 gold medals in one Olympic and setting 7 world records in one Olympics, right? Michael Phelps won 8 gold medals twice.
Yeah.
And he also set 7 world records to equal Mark Spitz in the second time he won the 8 gold medals. Yeah. And this is before you start bringing in world championships. The fella won, I think, around 100 gold medals in major championships. Not like just turning up and having a track meet in his gaff and just having a race against his kids and stuff like this. This was in major things. And this is over Spitz a long span.
Spitz retired at 22. Why did he retire at 22? Women and the rose.
Hang on a second, because he retired, then we'll pull him in over Michael Phelps, who didn't retire at 22.
Yeah, but I retired from football at 19. Like, why am I on this list? I was lethal. Do you know what I mean?
Now, by 22, we'd competed in 2 Olympics. So we competed in Mexico in 68 and Munich in 72. And he's 22 years old. Probably took its toll.
Said, fuck this. The name kind of tells me that he just ended up living in Florida, and he owned a surf shop, something like that.
Well, his nickname is Mark the Shark, so that's quite possible.
There you go. He's just killing people, was he? Turned into it.
Yeah, but just because it's, hang on a second. Michael Phelps is known as the flying fish. I'd rather be a flying fish than a shark.
Yeah, but that's surely cheating. You can't be flying during the swimming.
That's why he was so much better than everyone else. He just took off.
I think the court of arbitration of sport should be taking all his medals back if he was indeed flying.
I think swimmers tend to retire early as well. I think they start young and then they finish young. Because I'm pretty sure Ian Thorpe was finished young and Phelps was finished young.
No, but Phelps wasn't finished young, because Phelps' first Olympics was in 2000, Keith, and his last is in 2016. So he's a bit unusual. And he's a short course swimmer. He's not like, you know, the fellas who do the marathon swims in the World Games or anything like that, where they swim for 3 days until they can get out of the pool, right? But like he was doing 100 meters, 50 meters, 400 meters. Like his range of gold medals is like spread across a lot of different disciplines in the pool as well. From it'd be like somebody winning the 100 meters and also winning the 800 meters in running. It just doesn't happen. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So,
well, Mitch is back. Mitch is back. He says, and I'm presuming Mitch is a male, not female. He says the argument for Thorpe is the opposite: less accolades, but did more for transforming and global transcendence than Phelps.
Well, then you'd have Mark Spitz.
Yeah, well, Ian Thorpe only sort of done it at one Olympics. Like, he done it in his home Olympics as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sydney.
Yeah.
If it goes, Emmett says, if it goes on nicknames alone, the Torpedo wins. Well,
yeah,
that's
but that isn't what it goes on. Like, you're talking about the greatest Olympian of all time. This is what you're talking about, right?
Do you remember in the Olympics when the fella had to grin his pool? I love talking about this. The fella had to grin the pool on his own.
Eric the Eel.
He was just
then nearly drowned.
He had to get the lifeguard with the hook to get him out. It was fun. How the fuck did he get in the Olympics?
Like, was he qualified? He qualified for the next race. Remember?
Unbelievable game.
Because lads just didn't turn up because Michael Phelps was just winning all the medals. Like, that's imagine saying, it's not him again.
Fantastic stuff. Your man getting in the pool, and I was like, that fella can't even swim. Like, he genuinely had like a Kiara cert where, you know, swam down to the bottom and rescued a brick from the bottom of the 6 foot, and he got a cert and told his man he was deadly at swimming. Anyway, so we're taking Ronnie O'Sullivan out. Right, Jim Thorpe is on my radar here now, because I'm going to tell you, right, I know all these people. But Jim Thorpe, all I can think of is, did he used to play with a snooker? But it wasn't. That was Willie Thorne, the playing the snooker. <That's weird. laughs> So I don't know what Jim Thorpe done. Was he any good?
He's done everything.
And does he now live with Mark Spitz? That's all I want to really know.
He doesn't, because sadly he died when he was about 65, from chronic kidney failure, and he died an alcoholic. He died broke as well, and bankrupt in terms of what had gone on. But Gav, we're talking about a fella who won. Okay, so to give you an idea, he won the equivalent of Major League Baseball, right? As a pitcher.
Oh, you were telling you about this fella, yeah. So he just went around all the sports being deadly at it.
Yeah.
He just was the best sports person in the world, right? And just proved it by just going around and being the best. So he turns up at the Olympics. 5 weeks, he'd never done the sport before. 5 weeks before the Olympics. And then starts doing, I think it was the modern pentathlon, the classic pentathlon, and the modern decathlon, which is what the decathlon we have in force. And he wins both of them.
1912.
Right? He went to college and he went in a suit.
1912?
Yeah.
1912 Olympics. Nobody fucking
knows him.
Yeah.
Owen Book said he died after getting a 147.
He also won the equivalent of the NFL as a professional American footballer. He also won the college football stuff. He ends up having his Olympic medal stripped off him because he was paid for playing two seasons in baseball as a semi-professional, right?
Okay.
And you had to be an amateur. And this is after he'd been awarded the greatest athlete at the games in 1912 by the Swedish king. He had all the Olympic, he had the Olympic records at the time as well. So he had the Olympics.
And he's a Native American as well, is that right?
He's a Native American, so he was screwed over.
Right.
So he was also he was the first president of what became the modern NFL, right? So he was, like, this fella at the time was box office. When it came to who he was, imagine taking a load of the fellas we've talked about and just rolling them into one person across all the different sports. It was so handy. There was no internet, so you didn't need to worry about who was the best because it was the same bloke in all the different sports. So it was like, oh, what's Jim Thorpe up to today? They've stopped playing American football. They've started playing baseball. He's winning that.
So hold on a minute. He goes and wins the pentathlon. Then he goes off and he wins.
And the decathlon.
The decathlon. And then he goes off and he decides, fuck it, I'll just win the baseball, lads. And then he finished with that and he goes, I'll just go out and win the Super Bowl as well.
Yeah, and he also won the basketball championships, the college basketball championships as well. So he wasn't just stopping. He was like there going, all these American sports are shite. And I can do them all.
He played professional basketball as well. Professional
Thorpe was in the Associated Press top five athletes of the 20th century.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he wasn't amazing. Right,
he's worth a chat, but
when you talk about that, then, like, if you go back to the first episode of this series, I brought up the fella from Finland,
he was
a joke,
reeled him out straight away.
Absolutely, your man ran in a suit,
for fuck's sake.
But, like, he was doing all the running.
But this Jim Thorpe fella's doing it in 1912. He was probably fucking playing baseball.
Gav, the difference between Jim Thorpe and your fella was, right, Jim Thorpe wasn't just doing it in one sport. He was doing it in all the sports.
Matt reckons he's in the Lacrosse Hall of Fame.
He is.
Right? I'm making these up now. He's winding me up now.
I'll put it this way. So when he played American football, he didn't just play at one position. You know, when we sit there going, I can do that, right? He played as a running back, defensive back, the place kicker, and the punter. on the team, right?
Right.
So he wasn't just one person. He was like, I'm better than him. He wasn't even meant to play American football. He was basically walking over to do the high jump because he was in the college as a high jumper initially, right? He looked at them and said, I'm better than all these fellas. Walked over to your man who was Pop Warner, who's famous for the coaching that's involved in the American football in terms of changing the way that is, right? Walks over and says, I'm better than all this. And the fella who runs the athletics says, no, you can't do that because you're going to get hit and somebody break you down. So they said, right, we'll give you a quick go. He's in a suit now. Going back to your finish, this fella's in a suit. He's not even in sports gear, right? Jacket, waistcoat, tie, the works, right? Pair of shoes. Nobody can lay a finger on him. He's that good at American football.
Kevin Sullivan is actually where I am at the minute. He says, on athletic ability, 100% in, but it goes to the criteria. Nobody knows him.
Hold on a minute, right? So let's bring it all in. So not only was he a basketball, American football, lacrosse, and basketball champ.
Baseball.
He was baseball. He was an intercollegiate ballroom dancing champion as well.
As well.
So this fella won the ballroom dancing championships in 1912. This fella had it all. There's nobody compares to this fella, just to be clear. And he was a Native American Indian.
And this is the person that Michael Flatley wanted to be, right?
I don't think Flatley wanted to win the Super Bowl. I wouldn't have said
that. Yeah, but he offered it to him.
Yeah, but it's like saying to Tarvel and Dane, listen, do you fancy winning the NBA? You want to be an NBA All-Star? And they go, yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't know where to go with this then, because Messi, Serena Williams, Tom Brady, Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps. They're doing a five along with Jim Thorpe.
I think we have to probably rule Jim Thorpe out on the basis.
Right, well, I'll tell you what we'll do.
People could literally not pick him out of a lineup.
No,
it could become a default screen on here and we wouldn't know who he was.
Right, so I'll tell you what we'll do. We have our three. We've six left. Do we pick our top three? You see, you can't even pick your top three here and put them to the chat because then you're still left with, you know what I mean? I think.
So we've put three through and there's six left, yeah?
Yeah.
So we get.
But you see, the thing is, if you put, say, for example, Messi through, right? If you were to argue Messi and Serena Williams then is above the rest of them. So how can you just completely get rid of her? Do you get what I'm saying to you? So,
do we put Serena through as a fourth and put the others to a vote or a poll or what? And how many goes through? I mean, I think you could make a case, and I sort of understand both points on the Tom Brady.
Right, let me ask you a question then, just to try to get this through, because if it ends up being six, it ends up being six going through or whatever. And listen, it might even be seven because of the arguments, right? But I would argue, out of all them, Messi, Serena Williams, Bolt, and Phelps, those four, I think, are shoe-ins.
When you say shoe-ins, what do you mean?
I mean, if you argued Messi against Serena Williams and you picked Messi, I think Serena Williams, if she would argue over Jim Thorpe and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But the Phelps thing comes in because of the Olympic gold.
Matt really hates Tom Brady. And I actually just want to put, Matt hates I Tom, hope Brady Tom Brady. Wins much. I want Tom Brady in. Because Matt hates him so much. It's just like the way Kev left the chat when we kicked Ayrton Senna out because he was just a car that won the races.
Well, tell me this then. Tell me this. Messi, Serena Williams, Jim Thorpe, Tom Brady, Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps. Who will be your number one in that?
Jesus, that's a fucking really tough one. And we haven't talked about Messi. Look, I'll be honest with you. I think Jim Thorpe deserves to be known around the world for what he was, right?
He deserves to be known around the world. You see, when you say that, he's not known around the world. So for
I think we're doing our bit for him, I think.
I said at the start when we were talking about the wild cards, I wanted to put him in because his achievements are so outrageous. As we said, look, football, baseball, his what he does in the Olympics, and it wasn't just the decathlon and the pentathlon. He won medals in high jump as well. Like his times were, at, like the gold medal he wins at the Catalan Gaff, somebody robbed the shoes. So he found two shoes in a bin and won the gold medal with the two shoes he found in
but
the bin.
But the only thing I would say
that's reasonable
to rule him out. If you put Jim Thorpe into a poll on the internet against any of these other five, Jim Thorpe is not getting closer.
Yeah. I think people think it's Ian Thorpe and the only votes he gets is because they think it's the torpedo.
Yeah. And I he sounds amazing.
But I'd say he's the most interesting one we've discussed. He's probably the after one you, Frankel.
Yeah, he's probably the one that he's probably the most interesting because he's the one out of all of these that I would go and read up on. I'd listen
you'd
to
read a book about him. Yeah, read a book about him.
But, he's part of Irish as well.
But having said that, with the other,
you're trying to get a bit that way.
Indian,
like that.
Even the native Indian fellas were Irish. Yeah. You know what I mean? They were from Bleeding Ballinasloe or something.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is here, I would definitely go and read about Jim Thorpe. Well, I wouldn't. I'd get an audio book on him, right? But
I don't read.
But the thing is, right? I think achievement wise, it's scandalous, like which is they're telling me, right? But transcending the sport, right? Like if I said to you, look, I'll put it this way: if I said to you, Jim Thorpe, or 100 people nowadays, Jim Thorpe or Babe Ruth, who did he know? Do you know Babe Ruth? But Jim Thorpe is better. Thing better accomplishments probably, but Babe Ruth was being ruled out this fairly early, so he doesn't add up with the transcendent of sport. And even if you go back to the fact that it was 100 years ago,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But Babe Ruth is probably what is he, the 20s, the 30s, whatever it is, right? When he plays, so that's why I think Jim Thorpe doesn't get in here.
Well, can I just give one counter argument to that? Not one of anyone we're going to pick has a town named after him, Jim Thorpe does. Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, is a town.
Yeah, I know, but like, if you go into America, you'll find names of any towns belong to anybody, you know what I mean?
Just saying. Yeah. Just saying. And,
there's definitely a town called Adolf somewhere in
how many,
as well.
How many? Oh, it was a stunt to find out that Adolf Hitler's brother lived in Ireland and worked in the Shelburne Hotel.
Did you not know that?
Is this after the war?
And like I've a history degree, so I'm gonna stay. Like I didn't bother looking into this part, but yeah, he did. And then he had a son that worked in That's Ireland really, as well, yeah. And his brother, one of his nephews fought in the Russian front and was killed. The other one went off and fought for the American army against the Germans in World War II. It's a mad scene altogether. I discovered all this.
Kev is still banging on about Senna here. Madge Apple says Senna transcended the sport. And Kev says I loved Senna. But Madge
Apple says nobody
transcended it more than Michael Schumacher. So I don't even know.
Well,
Madge
Apple says she showed the Senna documentary to her students, and they were absolutely astounded.
Amazing. Imagine if she showed him a documentary on Jim Thorpe with the King of Sweden shaking his hand and saying, "You, sir, are the greatest athlete the world has ever seen." Now, what more do you want?
Tagnoli gives him a 10 for the ballroom dancing. Yeah, he's the one.
Anyway,
and he's doing keepy uppies.
I'm still going to argue that Jim Thorpe, out of all these, would fall out.
He would. As much as it's probably, you know, harsh to rule people out at this stage, I don't think there's any easy outs, but I think he's the one that he's probably the next one that goes. Just because of the names that we're talking about. Just because of the names.
Right? So you look at what's left. Right? So you have Messi, Williams, Brady, Bolt, Phelps. Right?
Yeah.
So I think you need to pick one that definitely goes through with Jordan, Woods and Ali. That's the next step. Okay,
So in my mind, if you're doing it, and this will drive everyone mad, I actually think because of Phelps' achievements, he deserves to go through as the next. And I'm going to say, to Keith's point, people got up and watched them. I think there's an argument that you could have around from the same point as Bolt. Listen, we all stopped what we were doing to watch Usain Bolt run in the Olympics when he ran. We all stopped. We all wanted to see was he going to break the world record.
But the world stood still to watch Messi win a World Cup as well. The world genuinely stood still with Messi winning a World Cup.
I don't disagree with you.
Did the world stand still for Serena Williams? I don't think the world ever stood still for Serena.
I think when she won Wimbledon,
in a sport where I think she became more popular than the males, and that's not just some tokenism, sexism sort of, oh, she's a woman, let's put her in. I think her key thing is she became a bigger star than the male tennis players. And we're talking about an era of male tennis players where you've got Federer and Nadal and Djokovic, who are the three greatest male players of all time, possibly. And Serena Williams is probably the biggest name of them all.
And that's,
so
why,
that's where her transcendence does. It will, it's not, you're not stopping still for an occasion for Serena Williams. We might watch Wimbledon. We may not. But her overall body of work, I think, gives her a good reason to be in the mix as well.
Yeah, because I think when you add up, I think she's probably... there's an argument to say that she could have gone into the first three because of her achievements coupled with the transcending of sport. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but then you've Bolt, like, I'm going to be honest with you, Tom Brady has to come out of this list next.
Yeah, I do.
He just has to. Because, look, the world stands still for Messi, and look at what he's done in his career. Serena Williams, the achievement she has, and she's transcended the sport and she's gone beyond the sport. Usain Bolt, the world stands still to watch him run. His achievements are Olympic level, and the fact that nobody watched fucking athletics unless that fella was running. And Michael Phelps, the same. People are getting up around the world to watch this fella swim because he was fucking, well, he was flying, which was illegal, but he was unreal. I think Tom Brady has to come out of that. I'm not saying Tom Brady wasn't excellent. The team he was in was unbelievable. The Super Bowls he wins is unbelievable. But I don't think he transcends across the world like all of them do when you stand
the reason them. I would say take Tom Brady out is I don't think he's the best American football player of all time. I think he's the biggest superstar in American football. But he's not the best player. Yeah. Whereas the rest of them, and if you look at team sports, right, so Messi, Michael Jordan, who else have we gotten here with him? Is that it? Messi and Michael Jordan?
Messi and Michael Jordan.
I think they were the best players. And
Madge Apple says Serena Williams won after giving birth. That puts Jim in his place. There's no way Jim won after the bleeding.
Fucking check it out before we confirm.
I was hanging tight because Jim Thorpe achieved nearly everything. So
Jim Thorpe definitely won the 110 meter hurdles about 4 hours after having an emergency C-section. So you never know.
Serena Williams was in Dancing with the Stars as well, wasn't she? Did she win it? Because if she didn't win Dancing with the Stars, Jim Thorpe won the World Championships. So
the ballroom dancing.
Let's put. Yep.
I heard he won it in Bosnia in 56 at the ballroom.
That's when ballroom dancing meant something as well, because it was the main form of dancing. It wasn't just that was like going down to the Ministry of Sound and rocking the place, like, you know what I mean? He would have been up there. I heard Fred Astaire asked him for tips on how to dance. That's how important Jim Thorpe was.
So
he's gone.
If Tom Brady is gone, right, you now have Jordan, Woods, Ali in. Then you have Messi, Serena Williams, Usain Bolt, and Michael Phelps.
Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
Now there's seven left. And we have to cut this to potentially six. So in order to do that, you are going to have to pick. I think you're going to have to pick
one.
The best one to go into fourth place. And then the last three go to a poll.
I think when you stack
is
everything
it mad
up
how much your decision changes every couple of minutes? Because I'm changing all the time here. So
I'm gonna hold firm. I thought from the start that Serena should be number four, and I'm gonna stick by it.
I'm sticking with Messi as four because I think it's the most popular sport in the world. I think it's the most, I'd say the most popular sport. I know those sports are popular in certain parts of the world, but there's nothing as popular as soccer. We call it soccer for the global audience. And
it'd be amazing now if you ask a football chat and a football poll, should Messi go through?
Well, you see, my argument.
But that's the only case is, as you said, Gab, before we move off, Messi is... The world stood still. I know a lot of people are Messi, Ronaldo, all that bollocks, but genuinely, I think a lot of people willed him to win that World Cup at the end of his career there, just to cap off the greatest career in football history. And I just think it's the biggest sport. But I'm open. Me finishing point on this is, I would not be against missing out Messi because of the others.
So I'd actually agree with you, Keith, that it's Messi. I think the fact that Serena, for me, it's between Messi and Serena Williams, right? I think achievements was, they're both unbelievable. The transcending of the sport, 100%. But what I would say about Messi is, I think Messi is the best player that's ever lived playing football, right? And I also think he's possibly the greatest player that's ever lived for the longest amount of time in that sport. So what I mean is, Maradona was brilliant from, let's say, 82 to 86, 87, 88, 89, whatever it is. Serena Williams, there is longevity there. But Messi is probably, I think Messi is the best player on the planet since possibly around 2009.
Yeah.
And I think he wins the World Cup in 2022. And that's why I think Messi will go through. And that would leave Serena Williams, Usain Bolt, and Michael Phelps in a poll on the internet. Or if Messi goes through, that puts four in, would we let the chat pick between Williams, Bolt, and Phelps for one more to go through and then put two in the poll at the end on the internet to see who the last one is?
What do you think, Philip?
And
see, I've when I stack Messi up against Jordan, let's say, right? Because the whole thing that sprung this conversation, Gavin, remember going right the way back, is can a person in a team sport be crowned the greatest sports person of all time, right? And I still struggle with it a wee bit. I genuinely still struggle with it a wee bit. I think it naturally falls that people who play individual sports are more likely to be seen as the greatest sports person of all time because the achievements that they make are primarily on their own. The only thing I'll say is, in Serena's case, she also achieves the doubles and the mixed doubles as well as just the singles titles. So she's done the slam across both singles, doubles, and mixed doubles titles, right? So she has been involved in a team element of what this looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with you on Messi in terms of what he's seen as or what he's known as. I just think it's a really, really hard decision to make. And I'm not going to argue too much if we go with a majority on this one. But down to the polls, I'd be putting, given if we put Messi in and we've two spots left with four people there in two spots,
Would make four, and then you would be left with three people left. You could have the chat to pick one tonight, and then you'd be left your final two to go to a poll on the internet. That's what I think.
And I think you're looking at the two Olympians going to the poll.
Yeah,
so do I.
Instead of Serena,
is five, and the two Olympians. Who do you pick as the great? Like, if you're going to put one in. Which one?
If you want to pick, are you on it? Yeah, so it's going to go to a poll. Like, no, who would you pick out of the two of them? Like, if you were going to the head, who would you pick between the two boys?
Bolt and Phelps.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great one to go on because they're both. If you do any type of looking into it, you're going to struggle to argue not to put Phelps in, right? But if you're going to go with your gut, the first thing you're going to think is probably Bolt.
So
just because it's a more popular sport, I think the next person,
and I'm conscious of time, right? The next person through is Messi. That's their decision, right? What I would say is that instead of people lashing names in, a simple yes or no in the chat to Serena Williams being, so the idea here is Serena Williams will go through with Messi and Bolt and Phelps will be left for a poll.
Yeah.
So a yes or a no from people in the chat while watching. Messi and Serena, true, Bolt and Phelps into a poll. Let you decide that. And let's see.
I think Bolt and Phelps is a phenomenal head to head for a poll.
Yeah. And look, we'll make sure that when we're doing the poll, we'll put out exactly what they've won and what, you know, basically try tell people, give people as much information as we can, just instead of going, who was better?
Phelps
or thing. And then there's like, oh, well, I've never really ran around the track, but I used to go to bat, so I'm going for Phelps and all that sort of way. So, Sass Copboy says yes. Ashley says yes.
Kev, of course, says no. He's so annoyed because Senna's not
in. Lightning McQueen didn't get in. The way out of that kid.
Emma wants to know, are we 100% ruling out Ali Dia? Yeah, he's been ruled out. Just missed the call. Missed the call. Ali is the greatest, but he's not the best, says Madge Apple. She's going early on this.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
But that's what we get down. That's
Michael Jordan, it's the same. It's not just their sporting achievements, it's their icon.
So all we need is a yes or a no here, please. Just please, the people in the chat, yes or no. You have a minute to cast your vote. At the moment, it's three yeses. Two no's.
Avo saying no. Is that Kez Borna?
That's Kez Borna.
So still only one
now. You're not counting Kez like you didn't count Senna.
No, any no's we're going to assume our Borna's a Kez.
Phil's getting a knock on the bleeding door off Kev O'Sullivan one of these days, honest to God.
Kev's a big fucker as well. Kev's a big man.
Emmett says yes. So we have one, two, three.
He won't be able to catch me.
We 4-2 at the moment.
We see how quick his hurting Senna car is trying to catch me up a mountain, right?
Yeah.
No use in the back roads of Wicklow.
Let me see. Matt says, a late show for Luis Diaz's dad. Actually, do you know, one of the comments the other night on the show was absolutely phenomenal. I don't know who said it, but it was brilliant. They just were in the chat and he goes, I'm not completely up to speed on visa details and but how the fuck is Luis Diaz's dad still in Liverpool? Have we fucking kidnapped him now as well? What's going on? It was absolutely phenomenal. We don't want any stats on. We don't want any stats. We just want a yes or no.
Yes, Dan Osnes
has said yes, so just let me see here.
But it's funny, Owen, saying about Serena has 4 Olympic goals. I don't count that Olympic. And Messi has an Olympic gold as well. I think of the Olympians as the individualists, you know what I mean? I don't.
What about Keane O'Connor's horse since you wanted Franklin? Like, we could have got
Keane O'Connor, that horse could dance, couldn't it?
Keane O'Connor's horse,
Red Steve was the one.
Ben Johnson in a special.
Do you remember he won? I think that was that Athens 2004?
Yeah,
he won with the horse, and they were like,
Harting.
And everyone was fucking, yay. And everyone in Ireland was like, fucking brilliant. We're like, we've never watched that sport in our life. But listen, that fella's deadly on it. And then 2 days later, Keane O'Connor, he's got half his melody. The horse was fleeting off his bracket. I was like, wow. We have Steve Crowley winning now. People just refusing to say yes or no. They're just putting in all their opinions. So let me just double check this. 1, 2, 3, 5, 2, 5, 3. 30 seconds left. 30 seconds left, and then we're done. So as it stands, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, Leo Messi, Serena Williams, are in, and a poll tomorrow, 24-hour poll. Bolt versus
the poll will be good. It'll be Phillips. Interesting to see how that falls.
Bolt versus Phillips.
Phelps.
Sorry. I was Kevin Phillips. Kevin Phillips is in.
Somehow Kevin Phillips is in the greatest.
Madge Apple says yes. That makes a 6-3. So we're gonna go with you're happy. Owen Book says no. So that takes it back to 6-4.
Owen Book is a man after my heart. He has two personalities. Fair play to him because
women's tennis was rubbish when she was hitting 120 mile an hour serves. Was she hitting 120 mile an hour serves? That's Andy Roddick levels of stuff.
Ayrton Senna wouldn't have been able to catch that. That just proves another reason why Ayrton Senna's
his car would have, though.
Would have took a few dints, already.
Why don't we just put Mercedes into it? They're all deadly.
Because Ferrari would have a word with you on that one.
Anyway, we're going to go with that. We're going to go with Jordan, Woods, Ali, Messi, Serena Williams, and a poll for Bolt versus Michael Phelps.
Not Phelps. Mickey Phelps is not going in there.
That's it. We done well there. Just over
now. I think we came to the right. When you think of the list now, I think that is the right list. I don't think there's anything too contentious in there. I don't think you could really put anyone else, you know, people will have their own opinions on others, but I think that is a strong list. I think you're hitting all the sports and you're hitting all the icons. So yeah, it'll be good to see how the poll goes, certainly. Very intriguing how the poll goes. Yeah.
I also think, I know there was, Kevin mentioned recency bias and stuff like that, but I think it's very hard to get away from, like, no matter when you pick this in your generation, the person who destroys what was there before them is always going to be ranked ahead of the people that were there before them, even if they may have broke the ground on it. But like the way sport and the way things are seen these days and how intrinsic it is to culture and life means that the people who are achieving fame and fortune for being a completely different like zone to everything else that's around them have a much higher bar than the people that came before them. So
yeah. Matt says Babe Ruth and Gretzky finished as high or higher than Tom Brady. My work here is done. He's absolutely fuming. Honest to God. When Matt comes over to visit me in May, I'm just going to sit him down in front of the telly and go, let's watch some Tom Brady videos in the gaff.
Matt's coming over May, is he?
Yeah, he's coming over May.
I got to pick him up from the airport in a TB
on a bike.
Cat's jersey.
On a bike. And then I come on, we'll go, getting a crossbar off Phil.
you never guess, Matt. Me uncle's gone mad into Tom Brady. Come on, we stay here for 3 hours and watch it with him.
Watch 80 for Brady. That film with bleeding Jane Fonda and all the four women going to look at him in the Super
Bowl. When he walks in the door, Gav, have the dynasty on, which is the thing on the Pats where they're interviewing Tom Brady and the whole lot.
Yeah. Oh no, it's just Jesus Christ. He lives to bleeding plot. You will.
Anyway, ask him, does he want that to eat and give him a bit of TB12?
Owen Borg reckons Jimmy McGee is turning in his grave. Is Jimmy McGee dead? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah. So before we go, I'll let Phil close out the show now. But the fundraiser is in the description. Don't forget it. Don't forget Phil's. They're both in the description. If like I said, please, if you can, give something to it. If you can't, share it. I know there's a members show, so not as many are watching, but we say it anyway. And also, the latest football prize is Alexi McAllister, signed and framed jersey, I think, with loads of other prizes to go as well. That's on our Instagram at the moment. It will go up on our Twitter tomorrow, but the link is there if you want to buy some tickets for it as well.
He's Irish as well.
Yeah, they're all Jim Irish, Tarp. I'm telling you.
Jim Thorpe, Alexis McAllister.
Usain Bolt went to Usain Bolt. School in Finglas.
Yep. What was the fella Shawnee threw in the chat? Thomas O'Connor in Argentina.
Yeah.
Irish.
Yeah, and then the team I realised last week in Chile called O'Higgins. Yeah. Off the chairs, Matt, that is. But that comes after
the legendary
Bernard
O'Higgins, who went to Chile in South America. And then they had, what was the other guy's name down in Uruguay who set up the Navy? Oh, he's famous. He's not a Wexford man.
Not Admiral William Brown, the Argentinian. William Brown.
William Brown did the thing. And then an Irish fella set up the American Navy as well in the States. So, you know, we went around the world, wrecking the place, kicking up wars, showing them how to build boats and then doing it better. Best of luck to us.
And
just
like Neil O'Grady.
I think the most interesting part of this is that our Navy is so small, we don't even have enough people to float our two boats. We've got two Navy boats.
I'm telling you now, we've 2 6-pack of Black Cats on the back of a bleeding Rombo somewhere, and that's Air Navy. I swear to God. Couple of rockets. Air Navy doubles in size after Halloween because you know the rockets that they get down.
Jerry's only joining the show, you can see, because he's saying Katie Taylor deserves a show. She was mentioned in one of the pods.
She was mentioned. One of the four.
She was. Yep.
In the boxing one, but it's hard.
There's an Irish fella who invented surfing as well. Like, everyone's Irish, I'm telling you now. But anyway, the links are in the description for
and hoverboards.
Air team for fan support and food banks and the Lighthouse and Phil's Quest.
Jobstown.
Which he's completely won already. There's far more to go. So if you have a fiver in your pocket or you have a fiver in an account online, give 250 to us, 250 to Phil, and we'll pitch through this as quick as we can.
We're getting there. I have to say, got some good donations in and I've another offline donations that are there of about £400 to go on top. So we're almost at a grand now.
Which is absolutely brilliant. And Air One, I think online is touching £2,000 now. And I think offline it'll go up to about £2,500. So we're 25% there already.
Brilliant.
Listen, because you're members and we speak to you all the time, speak to you all the time. If yourself or a business you work for, or a business a friend runs, or wherever, wants to sponsor the golf day, every single penny they give to it goes to the charity, because the way we work the golf day is when the players pay their money to play, it covers their golf, it covers their prizes on the day, and it covers their food. So that money that the golfers give goes to looking after the day. So every penny that's given, to whether it's 100 quid for a tee box or 150 for a long drive or whatever it might be, every penny of it goes. So if you want us to promote your business, or a friend's business, or someone you know, or the company you work for, get on to them and ask them. And get on to me, talkingcop1@gmail.com. We look after, we take your name down, we put it on the course on the day, but obviously before and after, we'd be giving big shout outs to any company or any people that help us. We've had some companies come on to us, we've had individuals that have come on to us, we've had families that have come on to us and go, put our family name down on it. So all that sort of stuff, if you can, just keep it in your mind. If you know anybody that might be able to spare that money, it's going directly to the charity. None of it is being used to fund the golf day. We just wouldn't do that. And yeah, I think that's about it. Can I just tell you what's coming up, Phil, before I forget?
What day is the golf day? The
28th of June. Friday the 28th of June. So
I might be able to do that because I'm doing the Wicklow 200 on the 9th of June, so I'll have time
you can come up,
get the legs work.
Would you like to play? Yeah.
Can I wear, if we do, can I wear one of the time trial helmets around the course that day?
No. You can wear it before you tee off. I'll take a picture of it, but then no.
You can wear it in the pub afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, if you can, that's where we are. So don't forget, and you might know someone, you might run a company or whatever it might be. We'll give you a big shout out across all our social media and everything else before and after the golf day. Coming up tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. we will have the 30 talking some football, talking some nonsense, and Chris Golden wants me to talk through some song by Pink Floyd about a bike.
I've got a bike and I put it in a do you know the song?
No, I don't.
But
it's not about listening to the song. I just read the words and I interpret them the way I see them. The last one I done was by some rapper who was going for a walk and was then on a swing, and it was all going off. So that's just a bit of fun with that. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Tomorrow at 10 p.m. we will have match reaction to Liverpool and Sparta Prague. That will be Kev, Matt, and Ashley tomorrow at 10 p.m., which is good. And Friday we're off. Saturday we're off. Back on Sunday with two shows after the United game in the FA Cup. Immediate match reaction, and then the Sunday night as well. That's it, Phil. I've nothing else to say.
That is phenomenal work, and let's keep it going until we get there, which hopefully won't be too far in the future. That's been the semi-final of the greatest. We have five brilliant sports people to take into the final. We've got one more to go in what it was a battle of the joints when it comes to that poll. We will have the last one of these next week. Then we'll have to consider what the future holds for the greatest, because there is the greatest bad boys that we really should talk about.
That'd be a good one.
I think that's a great one.
Next Thursday night, yeah?
Next Thursday.
We're
going next Thursday?
Yeah, next Thursday, 10 p.m.
Next Thursday night. Okay. So next Thursday, final of this. We're done and dusted. We'll be rocking and rolling as we get over it. I've been your host, Phil. That's been Gav. That's been Keith. On a night that we decide that Michael Jordan is the greatest. That's just next week. That's it. Right. That's the crack.
He's not winning.
I know. Good night to everyone bar Kev, who's fuming at the moment.
Kev, fuck off.
Furious.
You've lost a subscriber there and everything. I fully expect a letter of resignation to be on my phone as soon as I fuck off.
I know. And Matt is still hammering the keys about TB12. That's been us. That's been the greatest. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Good luck.
Podcast Network.